1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Scorching and potentially dangerous heat is baking the West. People are dropping like flies in Las Vegas, and EMT Damon Schiller says he's making sure his fellow EMTs don't do the same.
Cruz, we're taking them water. We're taking them Gatorade. We're making sure that they're stacked with a lot of IV supplies, because these are common things that we're going to see, and we want to make sure not only are our crews prepared to take care of the patients, but that they're also safe themselves and staying hydrated.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says a heat record could be set there, and it could get even hotter elsewhere.
The hottest day ever reliably recorded in the U.S. could be this weekend in Death Valley. Now, the old record was 129. There is a chance that we get to 131 this weekend, and that would set that record.
From the heat to the possible cracking of a cold case on Long Island, New York, police have arrested a 59-year-old architect they believe is responsible for the deaths of at least some of the 11 people found not far from the man's home more than a decade ago. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney.
These young women went missing between July of 2007 and September of 2010. They were found in December of 2010 by the Suffolk County Police Department, and then there was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds today signed a bill that bans abortions after 6 weeks. She first spoke about the state's 2018 Heartbeat Act, blocked by Iowa's Supreme Court from going into effect.
It was an ironclad commitment to the smallest and most vulnerable among us. All life is precious and worthy of the protection of our laws.
It's day one of a strike by 160,000 members of SAG-AFTRA, the Union of Film and Television Actors. On the picket line, President Fran Drescher said most of the union's members are neither famous nor rich.
99.9% of the people that I'm fighting for right now are working class people. They are the ones that are being squeezed out.
UPS will start training non-union employees to do the work of union workers if they go on strike at the end of the month.
Contract talks between UPS and its 340,000 Teamsters union workers have broken down. Chris Lulin has been driving for UPS for 34 years in the Orlando, Florida area.
I think it'll get resolved, but if not, it's UPS is going to cause the strike, not us. So they know what we need.
UPS was hit by a 15-day strike by union workers 25 years ago, when its impact on the U.S. economy was much smaller. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 114 points, S&P 500 down slightly, NASDAQ down 25 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Brothers and Sons. Brothers and Sons is a brand that is just a guy who loves the outdoors, really playing out the comfort in the touch of fabrics and then just making sure it has that durability. We are creating uniqueness and opportunities with design and fabrics and function. Brothers and Sons, only at Boot Barn.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
What are your music playlists, podcast feeds, and social media scrolls all have in common? Spoiler alert, they're a reflection of you.
And that's what the State Farm Personal Price Plan has in common, too. It gives you options to help you personalize your coverage so that you can protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you, so you can see more of yourself and everything you love.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 ELK scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 61, winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 56, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 85.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion is brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves. Protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. Stanley. Hey, welcome. Exactly. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio. And we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting and thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It is, you know, it's a very big issue for sure. Everybody, you know, there isn't, I think this is always a challenge, you know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad, running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from, serious disorder called not in my backyard kind of syndrome where, you know, we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody. Right. But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, you know, the executive officers of, or stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that that can swing, their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades, one of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that, that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right? Yeah. And supports so much of its entire state infrastructure, all of the, all the tributaries that are linked to the Mississippi River would be threatened, and other sources of groundwater. So I think those are like important things for everyone to think about, not just the indigenous people of the state, but also the entire populace. But these fights have been going on forever, right?
Water is life, and I'll tell you, I walk by the Mississippi every day, Dr. Stately, and the river is low, and we've been in the second year of our drought, so it's so precarious when it comes to water. And you read reports that California wants to divert water from the Mississippi, and how much is that going to cost with pipelines and all,
You may have heard a little bit of the show.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.
But before I get to what just happened with him, which is truly the extraordinary stuff, I have to start with some background, because how this guy got into the office is almost sort of as interesting as what's going on now. I say almost. So he was appointed earlier this year, and the guy actually makes more than the governor, which is unusual in government. Usually the chief executives, like, they will make more than everybody else that works for them. But this guy doesn't. He got appointed by the governor, and he actually got appointed to two different positions, one of which is supposed to supervise the other, which is, interesting to say the very, very least. So he's got appointed to both the state superintendency, but also as, and also the Secretary of Education. So, very weird. Apparently in Oklahoma, the state superintendent serves as chairman of the Board of Education and the State Board of Career and Technology Education. But the main duty of the superintendent is to control and direct the State Department of Education. So being this, hey, Evan, great to see you now. Here we go. Live radio. Good fun all around. The Department of Education, in other words, is overseen by the superintendent. Now, this may all seem a bit pedantic and wonky, but there's a reason that it's set up the way it is. And typically speaking, in government, for example, at the city of Milwaukee and the county, it's actually illegal to hold dual roles, dual appointments for civil servants. So that's really interesting. So that's okay. That's happening, right? And then here's some other things going on with the Oklahoma State Department of Education. Listen, 844-967-2789. I'll pose a question to you all. Of the 50 states, where do you think Oklahoma, where the winds flow gently on the plains? Don't correct the lyrics because I don't know what they are. What rank do you think the state of Oklahoma is out of 50? Evan, you're welcome to participate. All welcome here on the Maggie Dawn Show, 844-967-2789. But we got to rewind the tape a little bit, because Governor Stitt, governor of Oklahoma, actually had to announce an audit of their public schools and the entire Department of Education back in 2021. This was because there was basically an extraordinary uproar in the state of Oklahoma over a particular charter school named the Epic Charter School. So more than one, a whole system of charter schools, which is not unusual. And the audit demanded identification of all revenue sources flowing through federal funds, state appropriations, taxes, and fees to determine whether the Department of Education and Oklahoma school districts are complying with financial transaction reporting requirements. And by the way, they've invested billions each year in Oklahoma State Department of Education. So, you know, most of us in government think you should get a little something for your money. You know what I'm saying? Like that's important. It should work.
I'm getting the drift then.
And yeah. Here you go. Back in January of this year, the auditor has said, oh, yes. Apparently, Epic Charter Schools has taken the Oklahoman taxpayer for a cool $22 million. Just gone. And that was a prior audit report. In January of this year, the auditor, the state auditor and inspector general, Cindy Byrd, came back and suggested that there are millions more at stake than what they first thought in the first audit. Now the attorney general's involved. Now keep in mind, Oklahoma, this is not a purple state. This is not an analogy to Wisconsin. It is red as red can get. And so as I describe this, I just want you to keep that in mind. So like the auditor, the AG, the governor, the state superintendent, who's very, very strange, and I'll get to that in a moment. These are all Republicans. So this is not like a debate amongst people who philosophically have a very different worldview. Okay. We're going to go right to the phones. We got Dana in La Crosse. Dana, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for listening. What do you have to say? Can be on Oklahoma,
hey.
The musical, education generally, or whatever you would like to reflect upon this rainy afternoon. Welcome, Dana.
Can I take a stab at your little trivia question first? On Oklahoma's rank? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you just fine.
Okay.
What stab do you have? What do you think? What are you thinking?
She asked, I was going to, well, you got to defer number 50 to Mississippi, so I'll say 49.
Ooh, you Googled it, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm sitting in my garage right now.
All right. Well, Dana, that's a pretty solid take. I still believe you Googled it.
I did not. I may have seen it before, but I did not Google it today.
Sure. Well, man, that's a really excellent
Dana,
take.
Don't you love being right? Yes, 49th. If I had some sort of wonderful award to give out, Dana, I would give it to you. But today, you just get the satisfaction of being right. So, yes, we've got a state that is entirely controlled by Republicans, whose educational system ranks 49th out of 50 states. And, so massive audit had to be commissioned at, I'm sure, extraordinary cost, right? Like, even when government agencies are doing the investigating, it means that our time, right, our effort and our energies aren't available for other audits. So those have very real-world costs. So they engage this very extensive, and it was technically referred to as a audit, which has a particular meaning, very different than just sort of your run-of-the-mill systems or processes audit or financials audit. Uncovers $22 million. Now they're saying at the beginning of 2023 that there could be millions more in pilfered, misused, misdirected funds. There's a criminal investigation now underway. And this is all related to this one system of charter schools, Epic Charter Schools. So all that as preface, right? Like, Maggie, what possibly could you tell me that would be worse about the Oklahoman school system? It's failing. It's expensive, billions every year. It's not working very well.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Witter Field on this Friday night, the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors will host the Fond du Lac Knoxbiters for game two of this series. The Raptors fell to the Knoxbiters last night 2-1, in which a game they could not overcome a Fond du Lac lead in the sixth inning. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, Raptors yesterday in a game that they fell 2-1. They were out-hit 6-4. It struggled for them because they took the lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jorge Degani got home off of a Hogan Calixto sack fly, but this was a game where it was a tight-knit game, low-scoring affair. There was not much that separated between the two. You take it to the top of the sixth, and when there was two outs, Chris Conniff committed an error for the Raptors. It allowed Knoxbiters to get some momentum, and then Baron Zamora hits a ground roll RBI up the middle, and which allows, well, a runner to get home. So the two runs that scored for the Knoxbiters, Jake Serrain and Jared Heinzen, he was the second run to get home. And, well, after that, it was a game where it continued. A low-scoring affair. The pitchers went at it, and the Raptors, for them, they had guys like Bryson Parrish who stepped on the mound, and the North Alabama product, he had a decent start for him. He came on and was a guy that went about a couple innings. He had three innings. And, yeah, for him, he had three strikeouts as well. Four innings, three hits. He had three strikeouts. And Anthony Benetti. But Anthony Benetti was the story of the Raptors' pitching side. He went four innings, and his most amount of innings he's gone yet. He allowed three hits, two runs, but six strikeouts. He had a 1.42 ERA in that game. But the Raptors, for them, they were coming in that game five straight wins. And they fell to Fond du Lac, who has gotten back in the win column. They're 5-6. They're after 6-5. Right now they're tied for second in the Great Lakes West Division. So Wisconsin Rapids has to move on from that game. It was a game that they just couldn't overcome a Knoxbiters victory. So today you look at the lineups and you look at the Raptors first. Drake Fries getting the start on the mound. The University of San Diego products. He'll be coming in and appearing in eight games already. With 22 innings of work, he's allowed 19 hits and 8 runs. So a guy that has a 3.27 ERA and the Orange, California native looking to hopefully lift the Raptors to victory for this second game. Levi Jensen will be getting the start behind the plate, the reliable catcher. Garrett Broussard at first. Chris Conniff had a rougher day yesterday where he committed two errors in the field, but this is a guy that we know how good he is on both sides of the ball, so he'll be slotted in at second once again. Jorge Degani moves back at third, so he's in the five position. And then at shortstop, Luke Hansen, the Virginia Cavalier, once more at the sixth position, so he's a guy that they definitely can rely on. So Conniff, Degani, and Hansen, the 4, 5, and 6 is the chemistry. We'll see how they do throughout the game today. Anthony Gallison is slotted in at left field, so a game for him yesterday where he struggled at the plate. He's a guy that really can get hits and attack fast, but he struggled in the so he'll be back at left field. He went 0-for-3 and was hit by a pitch once, but Ty Johnson will be put in at center field, so the reliable center fielder. We've seen him at second, we've seen him at third, and now at center fielder. And Brendan Bobo at right field for the Raptors. The Knoxbiters, they have a guy in Joseph Shivana who's beginning the start on the mound, so a guy out of Trinity University and from Laredo, Texas. He appeared against the Raptors back on July the 2nd. He went 7 innings and allowed 7 hits, but had 6 strikeouts. So Shivana, the Trinity product, getting the start on the mound. So Paul Smith will be at catcher for the Dock Spiders. Teddy Dieters at first base. And Jacob Anderson, the Michigan State product who plays his collegiate ball in East Lansing, he'll be slotted in at second. Jake Serrain at third. And Jack Gorman at shortstop. So out for the outfield for the Dock Spiders, they're going with Jack Peterson at left field, Connor Cooney at center, and Jared Heinzen at right field. So a similar outfield like it was yesterday. So downstairs right now in the batter's boxes, third base coach Orlando Rodriguez with manager Doug Coe. But you got to look at this Raptors team winning five straight games and falling to Fond du Lac yesterday. So they're going to have to look to get back to winning ways. This is a team that we know can get a lot of hits and get them in abundance. But Fond du Lac has really had the Raptors' number in the past couple games. They beat them back on July the 3rd, which knocked them out of the playoffs. They beat them yesterday in low-scoring games. So between these two teams, you look at it, besides the first game that was played back in early June, it was a 9-6 victory for Fond du Lac. Every other game after that has been a combined 5 to 6 to 7 runs, right around that range. It hasn't been a lot of runs between these two teams when they play each other. It's a lot of low-scoring affair, and it's defensive baseball. So for the Raptors, for them, tying Johnson will be getting the leadoff spot. Jorge Degatti coming in second. So we've seen Degatti batting 6, 7, 8, and 9 at times. He hasn't really been this far in the batting order, but he'll be batting second. And Brendan Bobo batting third. Jack Gervich is DHing today, so he's back in the lineup. So excited to see him. He was out for a couple of games, feeling a little bit under the weather. So back in that 4 spot. Garrett Broussard batting 5th. Chris Conniff comes in at the 6th spot. Anthony Gallison 7th. Luke Hansen batting 8th. And Levi Jensen in the 9 hole. As for Fond du Lac, Connor Cooney, Jack Gorman, Teddy Dieters will be the first three. Paul Smith, the catcher, batting 4th. Jake Serrain, who had a good day yesterday, batting in the 5th. Jacob Anderson, 6th. Jared Heinzen, 7th. And Jack Peterson batting 8th. And then, well, in the 9th spot for them, Seth Sweetchick, the Melbourne, Australia native. He'll be put in at the 9th spot. So we look at these two squads, and we look at the Raptors having ways to overcome what happened yesterday. Only 4 hits, 1 run. They're going to have to get guys home, get those timely hits that we know they can. Their pitching was good yesterday, and they had guys ready to step up and show out. Bryson Parrish getting the start, Anthony Benetti coming in after, and Julian Tristan tried to make the save, but Fond du Lac had their number. So we'll find out how these two teams get going in about 8 minutes. First pitch coming up shortly on WFHR.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here inside Winterfield, well, the Raptors and the Knox Batters meeting for the eighth time this season. Raptors lead the season series 4-3. They've been batting 252 as a team in the past five games, but against Fond du Lac, that's where their numbers drop. They bat a 189, and they struck out 53 times. They've had 42 hits and 18 runs against, but the Knox Batters, a team that when they get the Raptors in a low-scoring affair, they really can propel and lift themselves to victory. The Raptors don't like to have hits where they're only getting two to three, possibly four hits a game against Fond du Lac. They like to get up in the numbers and get up quickly. So taking an early lead is a big thing for Wisconsin Rapids. If they can find ways to get runs across in the first three innings or so, Fond du Lac's going to have to play from behind. But when the Knox Batters see a 1-2 score game, that's when they really can lift themselves in. So Joseph Shivana, a guy, a right-hander who works in between his curveballs at times, he paints the zone with fastballs, but he's a guy that's appeared in six games for Fond du Lac, a 2-1 record. He won versus Lakeshore and lost versus Green Bay and the Raptors. So he's had one save as well versus Wausau, but he's at 28 and a third innings of work on the mound. He's allowed 31 hits in total with 9 runs, but he's totaled 22 strikeouts. So the right-hander with a 1.91 ERA. So the Raptors, though, they're batting 243 as a team in total. They have 377 hits, which is 10th best in the Northwoods League. 197 RBIs for 18th, but the big two things for Wisconsin Rapids and Fond du Lac is these teams strike out a lot. The Raptors have had 385 strikeouts. That's fourth in the league. And the Knox Batters, for them, they've had 412 strikeouts. So that's second in the league. So both these teams top four in striking out. So they're going to have to be disciplined at the plate. That's a big thing for the Raptors. And the guys you're going to have to watch out for, Teddy Dieters. He's a big one. The first baseman out of Xavier. He's batting a 303 with 20 RBIs. And another guy as well, Jake Serain, 21 RBIs. He leads the team in that category. He bats a 255. So definitely watching out for him is going to be a big key. So we look at it. Jack Gervich back in the lineup. That helps the Raptors on the hitting side of things. But Chris Conniff making those two errors yesterday, very uncharacteristic of him, which allowed the Knox Batters to get those two runs in the top of the six. So look for him to have a better game because he's going to need to do so. He's a guy that has been sound at that position, and Garrett Broussard at first. So that will be the chemistry between those two will be a thing that we're going to have to watch out for, but Conniff, Degatti, and Hansen, they've been good at times, so we're going to find out how they get going. The Raptors and the Knox Batters right now meeting on the baselines of the first and third baseline. So Levi Jensen getting the start behind the plate, so excited to see the North Alabama catcher once more. He's been reliable at the catcher's position, so batting in the ninth spot, so Jensen will be a guy to just stay reliable and stay poised. So first pitch getting thrown out right now, a national anthem coming up shortly. We'll take a quick break on WFHR. First pitch coming up in about 2.5 minutes. Stay with us.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And we're back here inside Winterfield as the Rafters and the Knoxbiners getting set once more on this 6:35 pitch. Yesterday was a 6:05 pitch, so just about 30 minutes later. So Rafters wrapping up a four-game homestand. We head tomorrow towards Kalamazoo. So going to be in Michigan for a two-game series with the Growlers. So Rafters looking to wrap this up and send them off towards Michigan on the right foot. The Knoxbiters right now a team that's 5-6 in the second half. And they're 18-28 overall. What's interesting about the Rafters, they're 6-5 right now. They're tied for second in the Great Lakes West Division in the second half, but they have the best record overall as a team. But having not clinched a playoff berth, and, well, once again, having a chance to take down Fond du Lac, Rafters in their white uniforms with the maroon logos on the front and the maroon numbers on the back. They have the black sleeves as well, and also the black leggings, the Knoxbiters, for them. They're in their blue-teal uniforms with the gold logos on the front that says Fondy and the gold numbers on the back. So leading off for Fond du Lac, Connor Cooney, a guy out of College of Holy Cross from Newhant, Colorado, batting a .252. He's got 36 hits and 19 RBIs. So yesterday Cooney went 0-for-5 with a strikeout. Wasn't his best day. But the leadoff hitter will see the first offering from Fries, and it goes up and above the zone for a ball, 1-0. So Philip Jean-Louis at first. That's at the Philip Jean-Louis behind the plate. At first, Brandon Smith, and at third is Caleb Cador, as the 1-0 up and away on a fastball at 87. So two balls, no strikes, and nobody down. Drake Fries appearing once more for the Rafters. The Orange Lutheran High School product who helped lift his team to back-to-back Trinity League championships in 2018 and 2019. So a guy that appeared against the Knoxbiters on June the 23rd. And the 2-1 up and away, 3-1. So he appeared against the Knoxbiters where he had three innings, allowed two hits, four walks, and four strikeouts. As a 3-1 this time, paints the zone in for a strike, and the count runs full at 3-2. So, appearing in his ninth game, he's allowed 19 hits and 8 runs, but 23 strikeouts. So, another San Diego guy will look and fire the 3-2 in a check swing, and it just comes outside on the left corner for ball four. So, Cooney leads off with a walk. And that's what you like to see if you're the Knoxbiters. Rafters, not a good start, but here in the top of the first, Jack Gorman, the shortstop, out of Presbyterian from Memphis, Tennessee. And yesterday went 0-for-3 with two walks, and he also had a strikeout as well. So Drake Fries looks over at first. Cooney stands there now. A couple shifts over in the first offering, a swing and a ball belted into left center field. It's carrying. It's heading back, and Johnson runs, and it's off the wall on his way to third. Is Cooney, he turns around now, and the throw from Hansen is not in time. Cooney gets home, and a one-run RBI double for Jack Gorman. What a way to start if you're Fond du Lac. They take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. So Cooney just absolutely racing across the bases, gets home. And a 1-0 lead, an early lead for the Knoxbiters. Jack Gorman, he'll take second. Teddy Dieters will step in now. Did not appear in the lineup yesterday. as firing in is Fries. So Dieter's the first baseman from Xavier. Out of Maple Plain, Minnesota, a 1-0 lead for Fond du Lac. And, well, the Raptors find themselves down here early. So Dieter's batting a 303. He'll see the 1-0, swing and a miss up top this time, 1-1. That was a fastball that found the upper corner. 1-1 count. Teddy Dieter's 20 RBIs on the season. He's got two home runs as well. And Fries will look over at second. He'll kick high in the 1-1 on a curve. Swings low in for a ball. 2-1. That was an off-speed pitch of 78. So Cooney walks. Gorman hits a one-run RBI double. And Teddy Dieter's ahead in the count, 2-1. Fries will step in the middle of the rubber. A wide stance, glances over at second, and does once more. He'll serve the 2-1 and popped away backside. 2-2. So Dieter's a guy that's been on top of it for the Oxbiners. He's had 33 hits in total this season. Hey, two balls, two strikes here, top of the first. At second stands Gorman. And Fries will look in. He'll set. And the 2-2 and a ball swung out and lifted high in the left field. But that carries away. Out for a foul. He absolutely belted that ball. Teeter's got all of that ball, but it doesn't fall into fair play. So one hit and pays off. 2-2 count. As it was sunny all day, but the clouds have started to roll in. And the 2-2 up and outside a curve, 3-2. So breaking ball of 77. And now once more, Drake Fries on the verge of walking a batter as he already walked Cooney. Three balls, two strikes. And the count runs full. Fries, a slider up and outside, and a ball. So Dieter's, he'll take first. Jack Gorman remains at second, and nobody down here in the cleanup spot of Paul Smith. So the Rice Owl from Houston, Texas, bats a 240, 12 hits in four RBIs on the season. Did not appear in the lineup yesterday, so the catcher will see the first offering. Fries kicks high in the serve, and it paints the zone for a strike, 0-1. That's a fastball that comes in at 89. So Dieter's on first, Gorman on second. Nobody down, one in scoring position. Fries kicks and the 0-1, and a check swing this time, but finds in a ball, 1-1. So one balls, one strike. Runners at first and second. The Oxbiner is already with a 1-0 lead, thanks to Jack Gorman. He'll stand at second now. Fries kicks high and serves. And this just paints the zone on the upstairs edge, 1-2. That was a curveball that flew in at 76. So Drake Fries on his fourth batter, looking to get one down. So Fries kicks high, the 1-2, and a swing and a miss this time. Smith strikes out. And that's the first strikeout and the first out here in the top of the first. It belongs to Fries, who gets up in the count, 1-2, and throws the third strike. So Jake Serrain, he's 1-for-4 yesterday with a run. So Serrain, one of two Oxbiners to cross home plate out of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. Batting at 255, he's got 27 hits. Fries serves in, and Jensen drops it away, but it comes in low, 1-0. So one ball, no strike, and one down. Fond du Lac really has done a good job to get up early in this game. So first base coach Joe Morris for the Oxbiners and field manager, third base coach Doug Coe down there right now. And the 1-0 from Fries and a ball sent in the air, popped into shallow center. Johnson takes a couple steps forward, tracks it down. Gorman looks like he was going three, but he retreats back to second. So two outs here, one away, top of the first. Jacob Anderson out of Michigan State. So the Spartan from Oakland, Michigan. Bats a 232 at the plate. Another guy that wasn't in the lineup for Doug Coe in last night's game. 16 hits and 6 RBIs. Dieter's at first, Gorman at second. Two down. And Fries kicks high in the slider this time, up and away for a ball. That goes above the outside corner. So already two walks for Drake Fries. He walked Cooney and walked Dieters. Two down and the 1-0. That's a fastball that time. Outside of the right corner, 2-0. So 2-0 count with two down. Fries looks in once more with the ball in his glove. He'll come set. With the wide stance on the middle of the rubber, he kick high the 2-0. And that curves, but finds the zone, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Fries down on the count. He's already had one strikeout where he struck out Paul Smith. So 2-1 count. Runners at first and second. The Doxbiners already up 1-0 as a check swing, but hits on the inside of the bat, pulls away on the right field line in foul territory. 2-2. So Teddy Dieters on first. Gorman at second. Rafters down 1-0. And the 2-2 from Fries. And that's a breaking ball low. 3-2. So on the verge of walking his third batter. And he's only faced five right now. So Fries is going to have to regather himself, find a way to acquire this third strike. He'll kick in the 3-2. Up and inside for ball four. So the bases become juiced, and the Doxbiters right now are already up 1-0 and knocking on the door once more. So Jared Hines in. It's his turn to step in. He had the most hits for Fond du Lac yesterday. He went 2-for-4 and also had a run. So the right fielder from Wisconsin Parkside and a Kenosha, Wisconsin native, 25 hits in total for him. He bats a 200 as he flies this out right field side and out of play. So no balls, a strike. Doxbiners in front, 1-0. Rafters already playing from behind, and the 0-1 to Hines in out and away, 0-1-1. So a ball and a strike. Hines in has 13 RBIs, and in his case, he's looking to make it number 14. The 1-1 to Hines in, a swing and a miss outside, 1-2. Peppers the zone on the right side with a fastball at 90. 1-2. So bases juiced. You have Anderson at first. At second is Dieters and Jack Gorman at third. And the 1-2 popped away and once more. So Jack Gorman, the hero so far with a one-run RBI double. Excellent base running from Connor Cooney. And he stands for the second run for Fond du Lac, 90 feet away. The 1-2 from Fries and a foul back just hits off the top side of the bat. So staying alive is Fries. Rafters, they don't do well when they're playing down. But it's only one run right now. And Fond du Lac has a chance to add it. Can Fries put it away? He'll kick. Look, the 1-2 and just fouled off the top side of the bat. Goes into the backtrack. So Hines in, working the count, staying alive. 25 hits in total for him. So Hines in, batting in the 7th spot. And bases juiced once more. Fries kicks the 1-2. And just on the right side near the dirt. And it comes for about 2-2. So Fries, 23 innings for San Diego. He allowed 35 hits and 21 strikeouts. And the 2-2 in a swing and a line drive that goes to Conniff at second. Looks over and fires to first. The run will not score, but the Rafters give up a run. We head to the bottom of the first. Doxbiners lead 1-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning. So Ty Johnson will lead off. You have Johnson, Degatti, and Bobo. So they're the first three as the Dockspiners lead 1-0. So stepping on right now is Joseph Shivana, the right-hander. He'll serve in. And a quick release as Johnson flies it away. An 0-1 count. So Ty Johnson, a guy that leads a team and hits and at-bats. So bats a 294. As this popped away once more. So Joseph Shivana appeared against the Rafters back on July the 2nd. He went seven innings, allowed seven hits, two runs, and six strikeouts. He picked up the loss. Well, the Rafters won that game 2-0. And Shivana fires in. Johnson hits a bouncer down low, but it goes right at the batter's box, fouled. So Ty Johnson headed to Baylor next season. And definitely a guy that the Rafters can rely on. Yesterday, though, he had a rougher day. He went 0-for-3 with a walk. So 24 runs for him and 20 RBIs. Johnson foul tips it backside. So Joseph Shivana, 31 hits. He's allowed in total 9 runs, but has struck out 22 batters. Only 28 innings of work. And the 0-2 and a swing and a ground ball that goes into the glove of Dieters, reaches low, and makes the catch. So a low ground ball, but Dieters able to make that and step on for one down. So Jorge Degatti, it's his turn, leads the team in batting average. Batting a 333, he's at 28 hits and 84 at-bats. First delivery inside of the zone, 0-1. So Shivana likes to work the counts with a lot of breaking balls. He goes with a curve at times, but throws in the changeups as the 0-1 and a ground ball up the middle. Gets into center field, and Degatti, he'll take first and start off with a base hit. So that's why the Indiana product leads a team in batting average, can always find ways to get base hits, and he does so that time as Brendan Bobo batting third for the Rafters, 25 hits on 111 at-bats. He bats a 225. So six home runs, which leads the team. Also with 28 RBIs, which is also first. But a stat that he, I guess it's not proud of, 32 times he struck out. That leads the team. So a guy that gets a lot of RBIs, but he strikes out. So Shivana will start in. Bobo swing and a miss on the inside. 0-1. So Johnson lines out to the first baseman in Dieters, but Degatti gets a base hit. 0-1 count with one down. Shivana will serve, and Bobo misses well late this time. 0-2. So today you have, at first base, you have Orlando Rodriguez, and at third, Kirk Schreider will be at third base. The 0-2 from Shivana, low for about 1-2. 1-2 count with one down. Degatti stands off at first. Shivana will fire the 1-2, and Bobo fouls it on the inside off his right ankle. So Brendan Bobo, once again, a guy that continues to get home runs, continues to get RBIs, led the team in home runs last year with 17, which has earned him this season as a Northwoods League All-Star. The 1-2 thrown over at first to Gotti, slides head first. So one ball, two strikes. Joseph Chavanna has already given up a hit, but on deck is Jack Gurevich. And the 1-2 from Chavanna, and a swing and a ground ball that goes in between second and the shortstop drops into center field. Bobo with a base hit. He's up to 26 on the season, and the Raptors, good response here so far. Back-to-back hits, only one down, and Jack Gurevich will step in. A guy that bats a 316. He's had 36 hits on the season. Second in RBIs with 25, and also second in the team in home runs with 5. So Gurevich, the left-hander, has been out of the lineup for a couple of games as Chavanna looks over. So Gurevich, excited to have him back. He's DHing. One down, Bobo at first, and Degatti at second. As a swing and a bouncer over to the second baseman, Anderson flips hands it to Gorman, who drops it but makes the catch just a little bit, but couldn't get the throw off. So able to step on the bag, but then just couldn't get grip of that ball, but runners on first and third. So had the opportunity to make the play. Gurevich grounds out, runners on first and third. Garrett Broussard, 31 hits for him this season. He went 1-for-4 yesterday with a strikeout. So Gurevich at first. And at third is Degatti. Two down, 1-0 count. Chavanna will look in, he'll bend low. Stare over at first with the wide stance on the third base side of the rubber. The 1-0 and a liner out to left field. That drops before Cooney can get to it. Degatti scores, and an RBI for Garrett Broussard. That's his 13th of the season, and we're all square at one. So how about that? Garrett Broussard, a one-run RBI single. And what a response for the Raptors. Chris Conniff. It's his turn to step in. 30 hits in total for him on 114 at-bats. He's batting a 263. He went 0-for-4 yesterday. And also with a strikeout, he swings and misses this time. So 1-1 is the score. Raptors respond. At first is Broussard, and at second is Gurevich. One in scoring position, as Chavanna will look over at second now. He'll kick high, the 0-1, as a swing and a bouncer that goes in between the shortstop and third into left field on his way home. The throw is not in time, and the score is for Jack Gurevich. He'll score this time, gets home, and the Raptors 2-1. It's Chris Conniff with a one-run RBI single. So back-to-back RBI singles, and a 2-1 lead for the Raptors. Anthony Gallison will step in now. 0-for-3, so how about that? Gurevich decides to take home. And Chavanna will serve in on a fastball and paints the left edge, 0-1. But how about that? The Raptor is up to 4 hits now. A bouncer in the left field allows a run to score. And the 0-1 Gallison foul tips in right side. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 down, 2-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids here, bottom of the first. So Joseph Chavanna, he'll look, kick fire, as Gallison lines this into left field, on his way from second, rounding third, heading for home is Broussard. The throw is not in time, it bounces over the head of Smith, and Broussard gets home. So a 3-1 lead for the Raptors. Anthony Gallison with a double. A one-run RBI double. And the Raptors right now in front 3-1. We're down 1-0, playing from behind, but a lot of hits, up to 5 hits here in the first inning. 2 down, a one-run RBI single for Broussard and Conniff. And this time a one-run RBI double for Gallison. So Anthony Gallison right on cue. He'll stand at second now. Conniff moves to third. And Douglas Coe having a word with his infield, Shivana, and his entire infield staff. A 3-1 lead for the Rafters. Good response here. They need to do so. 3-1 is the score as Luke Hansen will step in.